Remarks of the President at the groundbreaking ceremonies for the Robert Frost Memorial Library at Amherst College. From Amherst, Massachusetts, October 26, 1963.
Mr. McCloy, President Plimpton, members of the trustees, ladies and gentlemen, I'm privileged to join you as a classmate of Archibald MacLeish's and to participate here at Amherst and to participate in this ceremony. I knew Mr. Frost quite late in his life, in the really the last 4 or 5 years. And I was impressed, as I know all you were who knew him, by a good many qualities, but also by his toughness. He gives the lie, as a good many other poets have, to the fact that poets are rather sensitive creatures who live in the dark of the garret. He was very hard-boiled in his approach to life and his desires for our country. He once said that America is the country you leave only when you want to go out and lick another country. He was not particularly belligerent in his relations, his human relations, but he was felt it very strongly that the United States should be a country of power, of force, to use that power and force wisely. But he once said to me not to let the Harvard in me get to be too important. So we've followed that advice. Home, he once wrote, is the place where, when you have to go there, they have to take you in. And Amherst took him in. And this was his home on and off for 22 years. And the fact that he chose this college, this campus, when he could have gone anywhere and been warmly welcomed, is a tribute to you as much as it is to Mr. Frost. When he was among you, he once said, I put my students on the operating table and proceeded to take ideas they didn't know they had out of them. Great test of a college student's chances, he also wrote, is when we know the sort of work for which he will neglect his studies. In 1937, he said of Amherst, I have reason to think they like to have me here. And now you're going to have him here for many, many years. Professor Kittredge at Harvard once said that they could take down all the buildings of Harvard, and if they kept widening the library, Harvard would still exist. Libraries are memories. And in this library, you will have the memory of an extraordinary American, much more than that, really, an extraordinary human being. And also, you'll have the future. And all the young men who come into this library will touch something of distinction in our national life, and I hope give something to it. I'm proud to be associated with this great enterprise. Thank you.